Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It's sunscreen time. Well, technically, it's always sunscreen time, but, you know, as the summer months come along and it gets warmer out there and you're spending more time outside, you wear a lot of sunscreen, right?
I mean, you're supposed to anyways, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot more people. In general, the percentages are up, yes.
So yesterday, I went to Walmart because I'm preparing for a couple big trips I have coming up, and I knew I had to stock up on the sunscreen. You know, like, it was time to stock up for the kids, and I got to coat them until they look like there's, like, a white paste all over their bodies, right? I spent, wait for it, $170 on sunscreen.
Oh my gosh. I mean, how many different kinds did you get? I know it's pricier, but I mean, how many?
Well, I was in shock myself because I bought probably like 7 or 8 bottles of it.
Yeah.
So we had an expert come on the show not too long ago, and they confirmed what I've kind of known in my heart for a long time is that those sprays aren't great. Like the sprays that they give you where you spray it on.
The aerosol where it's so easy to put it on and it's not oily and it's dry immediately and it's supposed to be waterproof. It's probably because it's fake.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's like it doesn't cover you the way it should. Like they're basically saying go back to old school lotion. It's the best way to protect yourself. Usually I just buy 1,000 of those bottles and we call it a day. So I started buying the lotions and I was looking at them like the Neutrogena one is like is a good one. My daughter has allergies, so she's pretty good with it. And next thing I know, I'm like, these average between $10 and $14 a bottle for like a smaller bottle.
Yes, yes. The face ones.
Oh
yeah,
my
I'm familiar.
Gosh. So I like looked it up out of curiosity and it said that in 2019, the average price for a sunscreen was $5.79. Now, there hasn't really been any stats since then that I can find. But I would say that it's probably between $9 and $11 a bottle. You want to talk about inflation. Like, they had me by the neck. I had to buy this sunscreen. It was at Walmart.
And it's amazing that they didn't actually make you put on a gratuity or a tip after that at that point, right? Even though you're going through a self-service cashier checkout.
I was looking at the SPFs because I always buy, like, whatever the highest is.
Right. I figure if you're spending the money, give me the protection.
Yeah. But then I started thinking about it. I'm like, wait a minute. Do the less SPF cost less money? The answer is no.
They all cost
all
a lot.
Same. They all cost the same, and that's a lot. Why is it trending? Top news stories trending, and why? Colombia is trending. Crazy news this past weekend.
4 children found alive after spending 40 days in the thick of the Amazon jungle.
I mean, it's crazy. 40 days of being lost in the Amazon jungle, 4 indigenous children were found alive by Colombian soldiers.
I mean, this is wild to me, their ages and whatnot. But when I read that they were indigenous, I was like, how did they get in the air in the first place?
Yeah, they were on the plane. It was the 4 of them. There's 4 kids. The ages are 13, 9, 4, and the baby was 11 months old.
You can imagine.
Now, unfortunately and sadly, their mom was lost along with 2 other adults that were on the plane. But they crashed and they've been looking like crazy. And like they found them. And here they are talking about it, the president.
Colombian President Gustavo Petro sharing the good news with reporters.
Las comunidades indígenas.
The indigenous and the military together found the kids after 40 days. They were alone. A historical statement of survival today. These are the children of peace and the children of Colombia.
I mean, that's like, think about, they had a legit baby. They had a 11-month-old with them that they had to take care of, feed, and keep safe for 40 days. And big brother or big sister, whatever the 13-year-old was in charge.
I mean,
oh my gosh.
For nothing. That's a real jungle, too. This is not woods down the street. This is not, you know, America where you walk in one direction. Sooner or later, you're probably going to walk your way right out. I mean, this is a jungle with, you know, predators and poisonous things all over the place. It's crazy.
They never gave up hope when they were looking for the kids.
The Colombian military finding footprints and scattered relics to keep the search going day after day. Until finally, a photo emerged from the depth of the forest. We have them. They're coming home.
Oh, gosh. He's like sends like shivers up and down my arms.
I mean, it's crazy. Just, I mean, again, thank God they're like indigenous kids. They knew what to eat.
Right.
They knew what to, you know, go after. Like, I wouldn't know a single thing. It's not one thing I could put incredible. In my mouth. If it didn't have fur and wasn't running, I'd be like, I don't know if I could eat that.
To be helpful to everyone today, we Googled, how do you stay alive if you're lost in the Amazon?
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. So if you're in the jungle, this is what you're supposed to do. Six steps, Raven. Ready?
All right, go.
Number one, stay calm.
All right. I'm working on that. Right after the plane has fallen from the sky?
Yeah. You mean I just came from a wreckage? I don't know what I'm going to do here in the jungle. Yeah, I'm going to stay calm.
I'm 13. They're 11 months.
Yeah.
I got to take care of all of you.
Oh, gosh, number
totally
two.
Totally calm.
Stay in one place. So the kids were wandering. Like, yeah. That was the thing. It's like, they were just trying to figure out where they were, trying to find people.
Well, but they probably needed something to eat, too.
Of course. Right. So they say you should stay in one place. Build a shelter. So, you know, get the wood and all that. Like, kind of like what you see in the movies. Just build, like, an arch over you to keep you
naked
safe.
Naked and afraid.
Mm-hmm. Find water. Light a fire, which in itself would be very difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then number six is find food. But like it sounds easier said than done. What if you don't know what to eat? They say you should avoid eating different types of berries and mushrooms because most of them are poisonous. But look around for things like acorns, walnuts, and onions. And then it says, but don't eat them unless you're absolutely sure they're safe to eat. How? How do you know that?
Yeah.
And they say spear fish. You can make a spear and you can spear
good,
fish.
Good. That'll be very helpful in the middle of the Amazon.
Imagine being 13 years old with your Colombian baby brother jungle. On one hip and you're spearing a fish. That's what they did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's driving you nuts right now? 1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Morgan, that's all I need to know about you.
If you use social media as your main way to get news, that's all I need to know about you.
I got some people that they believe like this is the way.
Yep.
Right? Like if there is something just happening right then and I can't find the video, I will go to Twitter. That's where I'll go.
Sure, sure.
But I'm not like, oh, tell me about what's happening in America on Twitter. That doesn't seem like a good choice.
Absolutely not.
I got into a disagreement with my father about this because he gets a lot of his news on TikTok. My dad is in his 60s and loves TikTok.
Yeah.
I will never understand it. But that's where he gets a lot of his news. And his argument is, well, these are the people I watch on TV. So if they're posting it, it has to be right and real. And I was like, well, everybody could argue that.
My wife is part of some group that's actually called Breaking News. It's regional in our area. And she tells me, like, you know, they've always got the video. They've always got this. And it's graphic and all that stuff. And I'm like, but how many times do you find out an hour later that it's not actually from that same thing? She's like, like 30%. I'm like, so just keep that in mind.
Ooh, 30%.
You're reading it, you know, like, keep it in mind.
John, that's all I need to know about you.
If you wear flip-flops with jeans year-round, that's all I need to know about you.
Exception, beach town or you own a beach bar.
Correct.
Those are the only exceptions that I have. Jeans with flip-flops has always struck me as a bit strange.
Layla, that's all I need to know about you.
Okay, if you go to the beach and you call yourself a beach person, but you never go in the water, that's all I need to know about you.
I'm one of those people.
Are you?
No. I never go in the water. I have a rule. I don't go in the water in pools. I don't go in the water at the beach unless I am on vacation somewhere tropical. That is the only time you'll catch me in the water.
I mean, what a strange rule.
I don't like it.
It's a strange. The first thing I do when I get to the beach, drop my stuff, set up my chair, and run right into the water. It's literally the first thing I do, and it's the last thing I do before I leave. Wow.
It makes me feel extra dirty. I don't know. Even pool water. I'm not into it.
Well, that says something about our beach, but the pool, that just strikes me as odd.
Andrea, that's all I need to know about you.
If you do not answer your mom's phone because it's not your phone, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, that's a weird one. When people are like, oh, I don't answer, like when you see a parent's phone. Like, don't you think that if your parent's phone rings, you automatically answer it because it's your mom or dad's phone?
I don't answer anybody's phone if it rings. Like, you mean like a house phone or you mean like a cell phone?
Like, if your mom's phone is ringing and she's like in the other room and you see who it is, you just pick it up and you go, hey, you know what I mean? Like, answer your mom's phone. It's your mom. Like, what is she hiding?
I agree.
I mean, if it's not one of my siblings, I'm not answering that phone call.
I answer it every single time.
That is so strange
to
me.
It's my mom.
A house phone is what, I mean, because why do you need to? Does she need a secretary? Did she ask you to do it? How about that for a reason?
Because it's my mom's phone. Why? We used to all share one phone that would ring and we would say,
right.
Hi, who's this? Hello? Oh, may I ask who's calling? You know, and we would Dad, so-and-so's on the phone. Mom, so-and-so's on the phone. All of a sudden, now we can't answer people's phones?
I mean, the answer is in your statement. We used to. Now we do not. So now phone calls are private. And you also know the nature of the phone calls that you get. So maybe your mother does not want to talk to the solar install guy.
No, I'm not going to. That guy. I'm like, no, them. I'm like, she's not available right now. Can I take a message? That's what I say.
Maybe she wanted to talk to the solar install guy this time.
I know who she wants to talk to. It's my mom.
Look at you.
I mean, I'm just.
You're making all the decisions for her. I don't know. Yep. I'm on the opposite side of this.
Most Americans, on average, have 6 arguments over the weekend. And usually they're dumb. Friends and family, just dumb arguments that you have.
It's funny how life works, right? Some weekends that number sounds really high, and other weekends that number sounds low.
I had a lot of dumb arguments this weekend. It was almost difficult to choose which one to bring up for this.
Yeah.
All right, which one of us had the dumbest argument of the weekend? Raven, producer John. Raven, let's start with you.
Well, you know, I didn't have a lot this weekend, so it was kind of tough going. I did have a couple disagreements. They were both in the bedroom, though. One was I was taking too long to kiss my wife, and then the other one was this last night.
Why do you always yank on the covers there?
Because you always pull them off me.
I mean, I clearly have.
Or you hold them down with your big arms.
I just have enough covers for me on my side.
Yeah.
You know, without fail, every single night when it's actually time for bed, you know, when I first get in the bed, I kind of have them sprawl all over the place because I'm hot. But then there comes a time when I go to cover up and my wife always rips them off me, like, violently.
Well, I mean, are you taking them off for yourself?
She says I am, but I say that's nonsense.
You're big, dumb arms. You heard her. Your arms are too big.
I mean, but so my arms
but
sit
not
on the blanket
way,
and
Raven.
Then pull it down a little bit, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
I had a dumb argument with my husband, too.
Why are you mad, bro?
Bro? Husband?
Okay. Why are you mad?
Because you open packages with that are sent to me that I ordered things. And then when you open them, you complain that I spent too much.
Because all of a sudden you started buying clothes on your own, and I applaud you for taking the initiative to do that. But I feel like you could have gotten coupons and probably gotten a better deal on things, and you didn't even order your right size.
We're working on it. You first complained that I don't buy stuff for myself.
So for years, here's the problem. I met my husband when I was 19 years old, right?
Yeah.
So he doesn't know a life without me buying him clothes. They go in the drawer. Now he's got new socks, new underwear, new jeans. They just magically appear.
He doesn't know this life.
He doesn't know this life. Because he's had me ever since he was a child, essentially.
Right.
Now, so I've been saying for years, now that we have children and I am very busy with work, I go, you got to buy your own stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Right. So imagine my surprise when all of a sudden these packages show up at the door and it's Lululemon, Bloomingdale's, like nice stuff. So of course I open it. I'm like, well, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
And he buys himself things that he finds online, but he doesn't order his right size.
Okay.
He doesn't look for the coupons. He just buys and pays full price. Just orders whatever they have available.
I'm just going to say though, there is a little bit of pot calling the kettle like sneaky here. You know what I mean? Like,
you have been hiding your credit card receipts from him for 2 years.
Moving on.
Seriously.
Let's listen to producer John.
But so he actually says that? He actually says he just doesn't like sports?
He literally says, Mom, I hate sports.
But he likes to run, right? He likes to run around. He likes to do things and, like, climb up and down.
I guess, but what toddler doesn't like to run and jump off of stuff?
But that's what I'm saying. So sign him up for something. Like, it's not like it's going to be heavily skill-intensive at this age. He's going to run. He's going to do stuff.
Why waste the money?
This is such a good argument. This is an argument I have with my friends all the time.
Right.
You're having a disagreement. Like, so if your kid isn't into sports, do you force them to do it when they're so young? It's interesting.
When I was young, when I was in Little League, I was the kid that was literally like, I had no idea what was happening in the game. I was just out there looking at flowers, looking at the grass, like literally no clue. Didn't care at all.
This is actually a bigger conversation we should have soon, because it's like, when do you start your kids doing sports and dance and all those things when they're not really interested and they don't understand yet? Mm. I don't think that's a dumb argument. I think that's a good argument.
Yeah.
Raven, what do you think is the dumbest argument?
I'm going to say yours, because you have been doing this without your head. You can't tell me that you've looked for a coupon every time.
John.
I mean, solidly the most hypocritical argument, and I'm going to go with that.
Let's all move on with our lives. It's wild. It may cause the biggest traffic congestion that the country has seen in years. This happened over the weekend.
We begin with breaking news on I-95. Part of 95 has collapsed between exit 32 and exit 30. That's Academy and Cottman. You can see the huge plumes of smoke and flames right here. We're being told a tractor trailer caught on fire, and that may have caused the collapse.
Philadelphia, that's where it happened.
She is a very dramatic delivery. Collapse, yeah.
Well, I mean, considering that's a Philadelphia news station and you're just watching it and you're like, oh my gosh, 95 just collapsed.
Yeah,
like,
it's a mess.
That's crazy.
And it's going to be a mess for months, really.
Yeah, 160,000 cars a day use that stretch where the collapse happened. Miraculously, they're saying at this point there's been no injuries. There's some questions about that, but like, it's a miracle that there wasn't more problems, you know, with people's safety than what actually happened. So the thing fell.
Yeah.
This is... I found a TikTok. I saw this last night and I was like, I have to find it. It's a couple that's in a car and they're going over it.
I heard about this.
I had to heavily edit it for like the swearing, so, but I think you get the gist.
It's right here. Whatever it is, it's right there. Look. Whatever it is, it's underneath. It's coming out the middle too. You can see it. Because people are just sitting there trying to watch it. Oh my God.
So it's an interesting scenario, and it's one that if I put myself in, I don't know what I would do, Raven.
Yeah.
So they're pulling up, and there is smoke billowing on either side of the bridge coming up, and it is thick black smoke, right? And now there's tractor trailers that are going around and are just driving through, but there's passenger cars that are kind of coming to a stop on the bridge because they're afraid and don't know if they should go through. So this is the car that's coming up behind.
Right.
And all I keep thinking is, if that was me, do I floor it and go through? Or do I just stop and I try to get out of there in reverse?
Yeah, the thing with stopping or inching up to it is as traffic builds up behind you and then you're waiting and waiting. Now you're closer to the fire anyways, right? So if this heat is really billowing up from the road or whatever, it gets worse. I mean, I'm Days of Thunder. I'm going to take the high line and try and go for it real quick. But that's probably dumb. I mean, I'll follow a tractor trailer through, I guess. It's very dangerous. Obviously, you know, as soon as firefighters could get on scene, they stopped this from happening. But it's reminiscent of some of the earthquakes that I remember in the 90s in California where the highways collapsed. I mean, it's terrible scenarios. There was one with like 50 people died in like the 80s or 90s there. And then I remember I lived in Los Angeles in 94. I moved to Los Angeles in 94. Mm-hmm. And in January of that year, they had an earthquake. The Northridge quake was on Martin Luther King Day. And a lot of the highway ramps came down.
Yeah.
And these were ramps that were way up, high ramps there on Route 10, I remember. And it was just terrifying to me. And then I was always taught, don't get stuck underneath an overpass from then on.
Oh, gosh. Now that's another thing. Every time I'm going to be under an overpass, I'm just going to be terrified.
They tell you not to stay under them if you can. I mean, obviously, East Coast earthquakes, not really a big concern. But, you know, certain areas, certain things, they do happen.
I used to date this guy and when I was young, when I was in high school. And he used to be so terrified of like bridges and overpasses that ever since he was a kid, he would take off his shoes because he always thought that if his car went off or his thing went down, he'd be able to swim. In this situation, there's nowhere to swim. Yeah. It's just concrete underneath. They wouldn't have helped him in that situation.
Terrifying. Amazing that nobody lost their life at this point. Hopefully that's the way it stays. Yeah. But I mean, it's terrifying, really.
It's going to be a long summer for Philadelphia.
That is for sure.
The average cost of a wedding last year was $30,000. New York on the high side with $46,000 on average. Kansas, Utah, Oklahoma on the low side with $16,000.
I mean, what a bargain, honestly. That's crazy.
The thing,
I would have thought New York was more.
I think it depends where.
I think they're getting smaller.
Yeah. You know, there's always unique things that you do at a wedding, and then you want to make yourself stand out from the rest. And we want to know, what is the unique thing you did and how much did it cost?
Mm-hmm.
So some of the things that have been trending lately is you set up a farm stand and people take fruit home as a favor instead of like giving away the tchotchkes, you know?
Yeah, better than a goat.
The neon signs. You see the neon signs everywhere?
Yeah.
The balloon arches with a backdrop. You take a picture in front of that.
Sure.
Photo booths have been around a long time, but now they've got like VW vans that you can rent where you can go inside the van and take pictures.
So it's funny, when my wife and I got married, photo booths were not a thing. It was 15 years ago. I built my company's first photo booth for my wedding.
Wow.
And that was like, people were like, whoa, when they showed up. It was crazy.
You know, you've seen the donut wall at least once.
Oh, yeah.
And if you haven't, you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, that's
pretty good. That donut wall is a good thing.
That's money well spent.
Yeah.
That one, yep.
I went to a wedding where they, on the way out, they gave away slices of pizza, and I thought that was amazing. And then I had another wedding where they had an ice cream truck outside. Yeah. So when you came out, you got like an ice cream to eat on the way home, and that made me very happy.
Favorite thing I've seen this season was we had a couple, they had all McDonald's delivered at the very last minute of the wedding.
Perfect.
For everybody.
Yeah.
I was like, how did you do this? This is perfect.
So I had a cigar roller at my wedding, which was unique back in the day when I did it. And I think it cost, if I'm remembering correctly, and I thought it was so much money, I think it cost like $1,000 to have the cigar roller. But like that's what people will remember my wedding by.
Yeah.
The guys anyway, because they all had the cigars and were smoking.
Outside, yeah. right. It's a cool setup when they do that. Yeah.
How about you?
Again, the photo booth. I mean, we built that specifically for my wedding. That was kind of how that whole idea began.
I like that you think that you invented the photo booth for weddings.
No, but 15 years ago, nobody had them. 15 years ago, literally nobody had a portable setup. You were doing it in a store at a boardwalk, and that was it.
1-800-330-9999. What was the unique thing you had at your wedding, and how much did it cost? Heather?
I had like a Moscow Mule table, and we had about 5 or 6 different options.
That's nice.
Plus like the open bar, yeah.
Yeah,
Moscow Mules are a thing.
Yeah, they are a thing right now, too.
In addition to the open bar, did it have its own setup? Like, I see a lot of times now they set up the VW van, or they set up like a horse carriage.
Well, that's
like
a little bit more elaborate.
Yeah, exactly. But that's going to decide whether or not how much money she paid for it. Or was it just a table?
It did have its own setup. Like, it was separate from the bar area. And we had like, that was the only thing you could do. Like, the whole wall was filled with Moscow Mule cups. And yeah, it was like its own thing.
Had cups for all the guests, too. What do you say, Anna?
$750.
Oh, I say more than that this time around. This time I say $1,000 or $1,100. That's what I say. I say $1,000.
Yeah, it was about $1,400.
Yeah.
$1,400. Yeah.
Yeah, because you got to have a permit, right? All that to serve booze if it's not the venue's place. Now I want a mule.
I haven't had one in a while, too. It sounds good.
Yummy.
Yeah.
It's always the thing that when somebody's making them at a party and they go, hey, you want one? I always say yes. Yeah. Whatever drink I had been planning to drink that night, it's over.
I was on a kick for a while, and then I realized, like, it's like the ginger beer is, I don't know. I just went right back to vodka. It's called me right back. Yeah.
Sometimes best to keep it simple.
Average wedding in America is $30,000. That's what they calculated.
It seems pretty low, actually. I got to tell you, that's pretty modest. But
depends where you are.
Yeah.
So we were trying to figure out, what was the unique thing that you had at the wedding? Because all of a sudden now you see the donut walls. You see the food trucks that come later on. Things that are standing out from the rest. And then we're going to guess how much money you actually paid for that to happen at your wedding. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Yana and Raven. What did you have?
I had Santa Claus at my wedding.
You had Santa Claus at your wedding. When was your wedding? Was it a Christmas wedding?
It was December 15th, 2017.
Okay, so not super shocking that Santa Claus would be there. What do you think?
He's busy. Anna, Santa Claus is busy that time of year.
I know he's busy. That's why he's got to get paid if he's going to appear. So first things first, this wasn't one of Santa's stand-ins. It wasn't like your uncle, like working for Santa.
It was the real Santa Claus.
It was like a Santa.
He was a very realistic Santa Claus. He was actually a family friend.
Okay.
And he's been working at Santa during the holiday season for years.
All right, so he's a Santa
had,
imposter.
Like, the best Santa
right.
too.
Yeah, but he's a family friend Santa,
everybody
too,
who saw him was like, that's the best Santa we've ever seen.
Yeah.
And he was great. He did the whip and nae-nae with the kids. He
No, we know what Santa does. We know what Santa does. We're just going to guess what Santa does. We know what Santa does. We're fine with that. We're just going to guess what Santa costs. What do you think, Anna?
I'm going to say that if it's not the real Santa coming down during the holiday season, this guy did it for like $50 and a beer.
I'm going to say that this guy did it and said it was your wedding.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say.
No, we've been paying him for it. I think it was around $500.
What?
But yeah.
You paid a Santa imposter $500? I don't know.
He is not a Santa imposter.
I'm sure it was lovely, but I don't know.
Sandra, what's the unique thing you had at your wedding, and then we'll guess how much it cost?
It didn't cost all that much, but my husband and I performed a song for our parents, and nobody knew my husband could play piano, so it was a surprise, and everyone was crying, and it was very memorable.
All right. So here we go. So you guys did a glorified karaoke. And you had to bring in a piano. I'm going to say the piano was $150 rental, keyboard rental.
Did he have to take lessons or did he learn on his own?
He knew from a kid, so he just had to practice the song over and over and over again.
Chopsticks.
And we had to have the, it was a baby grand piano brought in. So it was about $450.
Oh,
but
I
that was
guess.
27
I
years
guess
ago.
300.
Well, yeah, the baby grand definitely more than the keyboard.
Yeah.
I know you can get a keyboard from Guitar Center for like $140. Right. The baby grand a little different. Right.
Yeah. $450 though. It's classy and beautiful. People remember that.
And the baby grand adds an element of elegance to it. So
absolutely.
Much better.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Sandra.
Amelia, what did you have at your wedding?
So I had a psychic reader at my wedding. She did palm readings.
That is so cool and different.
You've had a psychic before at an event with you, Anna. What do you think it costs?
I don't know. They have it for a whole wedding. I don't know. Usually, like, if it's like a small gathering, it depends on how good the psychic is, I guess, the clout they have. I can't even imagine what it would be like to set up at a wedding. I'm going to guess $2,000.
What? You're crazy. I'm going to go $600. She did 2 hours and then she was gone.
You're spot on. You're spot on. $600.
$600. I'm telling you, I got a gift. I'm psychic.
You're psychic?
Yeah. I mean, if you'd like to hand me $2,000, I'll come appear at your friend's next wedding.
She must not be a very good psychic. That's all I'm saying. If she's only charging $600. This is going to be my favorite game all day. What was the unique thing you had at your wedding? And then we're going to guess how much it cost. 1-800-330-9999. They said the average wedding in America is $30,000 last year. And people keep trying to do unique things. You've seen the donut wall. Sure. Now they got the VW trucks that show up everywhere, that they're a photo booth or they've got a bar
out
of it.
It's a bar, right. Yeah, something like that.
On our text line, a person in a chicken suit. How much do you think a person in a chicken suit costs at your wedding?
I just wonder why. Why is that individual there? But I guess I don't know. $200. They got to get some. They got to get something.
It was free. It was her best friend that surprised her.
I mean, I just don't understand. And I'm not sure you understand the game. It has to cost something. If it's just your crazy friend, I don't know. I mean, I went to a wedding. They had a giraffe on wheels, but it belonged to one of the family members.
All right. 1-800-330-9999. Dana and Raven, what did you have at your wedding? And then we'll guess how much it cost.
Our organ player didn't show up to the church. So our whole church had to go dum, dum, dum as we walked down the aisle.
Yeah, that's nice. I like that. Organ players, they just do what they want. Right?
They have no
tie on a bender whenever they feel like it. Don't show up. God forgives. They know this.
Who knew that organ players?
But everyone remembers our wedding.
All right. Well, I'm going to guess that you did not pay the patrons at your wedding to sing dum, dum, dum.
I'm going to guess the organ player still got to keep his deposit, though.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
See? Hi, Melissa. What was that unique thing you had at your wedding? And we're going to guess what it cost.
Okay, so my future husband's family made me hire an accordion player.
Was it for the ceremony or was it for the whole event?
It was for the whole event.
Oh, my God. He was just hanging around the reception area. Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm going to say $600 and it pains me.
Yeah, I'm gonna go like $500 and a plate at one of the tables. He gets some schnitzel. Yep. What did it cost?
$100.
I want one at my wedding, too. I want somebody just to come stay at work with us in the corner.
Right, for $100, why not? Follow us around like a mariachi, but just one guy?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Awesome.
It was a little odd, but yeah, it was an Italian family marrying a Polish family.
Yeah, so. I was going to say, it had to be a Polish family, right? There's got to be
like
a polka.
Me. Yeah,
right.
I'm into that. I forgot we had to have an opera singer at my wedding.
What?
Yeah, my dad wanted, he's an opera singer, and how much did he cost? He sang Ave Maria at the reception, and he screwed it up. It was awful. His voice cracked during it.
Oh, no.
And I was trying not to giggle. And I think he cost like $300 to sing like two or three songs.
My brother had a Sinatra and a Streisand. Had them both.
Yeah. Mm. Tommy, what did you have at your wedding that was unique?
We had a celebrity officiant.
Who?
Well, maybe he's not a celebrity, but he is to us. You know, he's the local weather guy.
The local weather guy.
Oh, like on TV?
Yeah.
Well, we got one of those. He's crazy.
We love our local weather guy.
Imagine him officiating your wedding.
You had to pay him? He didn't just offer to do it because it was something different to do?
I mean, it's a Saturday. Nobody's doing nothing for free.
I would say he was free. He just thought it was fun. You knew him somehow, and he did it for free.
No way. I say $400.
It was 75 for the day. He called it a day rate.
$475 for the weatherman? Like, I'm good. I'll just take a regular person.
You know, the funny thing is most states have they have a minimum that person can get paid, and they might have a max, too. There's a range. But the weatherman, he can write it up how he wants. Sorry, it's the wedding vendor in me just coming out.
I hope he gave you, like, a forecast at some point of how, like, the wedding was going to be throughout the day.
He worked that into a joke into the vow. It was great.
Perfect. Like, that weekend or the next week, he gave the 10-day forecast while he was up there.
He gave us a 10-year forecast for our relationship. It was super funny.
I mean, but it ain't a Catholic church. That thing's over in 15, 20 minutes. Thank you.
Day rate.
Cashing that check. Peace out.
You're going to be hearing this story all week, if not longer.
Just before midnight on April 30th, sky watchers across several western states saw a bright fireball streak through the heavens.
Yep, it was in the Las Vegas area. All right, it gets so much wackier, I don't even know where to begin. So it wasn't just like one guy in a cornfield like it usually is when you see on TV.
Yeah.
No.
A police officer working in the Northwest Valley caught a glimpse of the colorful object on his body cam. At nearly the same time, a Ring camera in the area recorded a strange noise and what sounds like a crash.
That sounds almost comical,
no,
like a crash there.
I watched the Ring camera.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah. I saw the body cam footage,
yep,
and then I saw the footage that I'm sure you're going to talk about now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw the additional stuff from the family.
So there's all these other people that see it, and now there's two brothers and their dad. They were working outside in their big backyard, and they were working on a car. And they got a firsthand view of what had crashed into their yard. This is the 911 call.
So there's two people or two subjects that are in your backyard?
Correct, and they're very large. They're okay. Like 8 foot. 9 feet, 10 foot, I don't know. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes, they have big eyes,
okay.
like I can't explain it. And big mouth. They're shiny eyes and they're not human. They're 100% they're not human.
I mean, it's terrifying when you hear that and you can't believe that it's real, but so many people saw something and they were staring at aliens in their yard, Raven.
All right, well, I mean, listen, I saw the footage there. There's a glimpse of something moving behind a fence that could have been a fern blowing in the wind. And
so,
I have to tell you, it looks exactly like the hallway footage in Signs, the movie. So it's something that would be projected and seen before. I'm just saying is like it would be a thing that if you wanted to fake something, you would do it like that.
So they make this 911 call and you can start making decisions for yourself.
Yeah.
The cops don't show up till 38 minutes later. 38 minutes later, you show up, but that's when they show up. Now, what there is there's aerial views and there is an outline of a large circle on the property. Now, there's cameras. There are surveillance cameras. And if you look at the surveillance cameras, everything is normal. You see the dads and the boys working on the car and doing the stuff. And then all of a sudden, the camera cuts out. And when the camera comes back, it's completely normal, except now there's these circles that it's almost like in the gravel. It's like they have like a big
an
yard.
Impression.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, the family did the 911 call, spoke with the police, told exactly what happened, and now they will not do an interview. They will not do an interview, and they won't talk to anybody. But listen to this.
A few days later, the family says, two Metro sergeants returned to the scene to ask follow-up questions. The family says they also saw men in suits and sunglasses driving in a car with government plates cruising slowly past the house. Metro has indicated they believe the family that something crashed in their yard. But what?
It's too many people. It's too many people that saw something, caught something for this not to be real.
Here's what I'm going to say. All right. Nellis Air Force Base is right there. All right. And Area 51 is somewhere out in that desert. And if you've ever spent any time in the desert at night, you see all sorts of things. Meteors, streaking, you know, lights, all that type of stuff.
9 foot aliens?
I mean, no, but it could have been a drone. It could have been something, you know, on that video there before that. I mean, it's just, why can't anybody just hold the camera steady? And we could just see an alien and he walks up and he goes, hello,
I don't think
take
it's
me
a,
to your leader.
It's not how it works.
Whatever it may be. Like, I just want to know. No,
I know. It's so wild. But have you ever seen a UFO? We want to hear your story. I got to know. Is there other people out here? Because I'm starting to do research and now I'm like deep diving the internet.
Yes.
There's a website that's completely dedicated to all UFO reportings.
Yeah.
It's wild.
I want an alien. Give me an actual alien.
Do you believe in aliens? UFOs? According to the Pentagon, there were 650 UFO sightings last year, but there is no proof of aliens, and they use the word yet.
Mm-hmm.
But all eyes are on Las Vegas right now because over the weekend, there was a massive viewing where multiple people saw flashes of light, there was booms heard, and there was a family that was working in their backyard, and they called 911 and reported this.
So there's two people or two subjects that are in your backyard?
Correct, and they're very large. They're
okay.
Like 8 foot. 9 feet, 10 foot, I don't know. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes, they have big eyes,
okay.
like I can't explain it. And big mouth. They're shiny eyes and they're not human. They're 100% they're not human.
I mean, a lot of people saw something very similar.
Yeah, I mean, it's wacky. Listen, I'm a believer. You know, mathematically, I just believe that there's no way that it couldn't be. I just don't know that it would happen like this. I don't know.
What do you think? You ever see a UFO, an alien? What happened? 1-800-330-9999. Dana, what happened to you?
Okay, so me and three of my friends were driving, and I have to admit, two of them were stoned, but I wasn't. There was a huge object hovering over our Jeep with all lights around it, and it was covering us. We started screaming. We got out of the vehicle like fools. We jumped back in. The thing took off like it was just gone. Then we proceeded to go around the corner, and we found the thing again, hovering. It was the scariest thing in the world. And I'm like, of course it was over us, because I don't think anybody would believe us. Like, we're the type of people everyone's going to say, don't worry about them. So I think like the UFO knew, and they're like, we don't have to worry about them.
So what was the size of this thing hovering over your vehicle? Like, how large was it?
It was large. I don't know.
50 feet, 100 feet wide?
Maybe 50 feet. It has to be at least.
Okay. 50 feet. And did it make any noise? Was there any noise associated with it?
No, there was no noise.
Dana, why did you get out of the car, and what did you see then?
We just saw it hovering over us, and I was like, well, why are we getting out? I mean, that's the stupidest thing, because I don't know if we thought that it was going to suck the car up or something, so we got out.
Yeah.
And then it was still, like, hovering over us. Not hovering, like, 2 feet over us, but it was, like, a good, 40 feet over us.
That's a little bit creepy. All right, James, what's your UFO story?
And I'm here with my daughter, Lucy.
Hi,
Lucy. Lucy. All right, what happened? Did it happen to both of you you, James?
It was just me. But I did have a video of it. We were in a park one night, and it was getting dark, and these three lights were floating around above in the sky in sort of a pattern that made no sense at all for any sort of airplane or anything.
And so you have this video. You witnessed it changing patterns. Did you also witness it, like, change speed or altitude and great velocity, that kind of thing, something that, an aircraft can't do?
No, nothing like that, but the way it was moving around so slowly, like, it could have only been, it could, like, only a helicopter can move that way, but not in the way it was moving, right? Like, it didn't make sense it didn't move fast, but it sort of slowly went around in different patterns, almost like different circles and stuff that didn't make sense for anything else flying.
James, you still have that video?
I think we do on an old phone.
All right, if you do, can you text it to us our text line? I would love to look at it, and I'd post it too.
We'd love to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 1-800-330-9999. And that goes for anybody. If you have any alien videos, always feel free to share it there first.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, James.
Have a great day. Bye.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us and let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Jacob and Callie. Callie, what's going on?
Hey, so recently I had this thing come up, and it kind of feels like it keeps coming up with my boyfriend of 4 years. We're both in college, and we go to different colleges. I just feel like I've always been very trusting of Jacob, and I feel like he's not very trusting of me, and I don't know. We had this thing happen this past weekend where I posted a TikTok of being at a party, and the TikTok was of me and a couple of my good friends' boyfriends. So it was like me and two dudes, but we're all just hanging out together. And I just feel like it's not a big deal at all. And he got really upset and was like, oh my God, it feels like an attack on me. And I just don't get it. I just don't understand why it matters and why he doesn't trust me. And I want him to trust me. We've been together for 4 years.
Jacob, what happened?
I mean, that's kind of basically it. Like, yeah. I mean, the issue here is you posting other dudes on your TikTok. Like, we talked about this. I personally don't think you should be doing that if you're in a relationship.
What? They're my friends' boyfriends. We're all at the same party.
Well, how is anybody who's, like, just casually viewing your TikTok supposed to know that, though?
Who cares about who's casually viewing my TikTok?
Because I am.
And you know the backstory with everything. Like, people go to parties where there are males and females, and everyone's hanging out together, and nothing bad is happening.
Yeah, but not everybody's posting TikToks with them, like, in each other's faces and all that.
I think it comes to a matter of respect.
the question is was Kelly disrespectful to her boyfriend Jacob for posting a TikTok that had other guys in it?
It's tough to have long distance relationships, especially, I mean, at any age. Doesn't matter what age you are, and college would be a tough time because you know that there's a lot of parties. There's a lot of events. I'm sure you're going to parties and gatherings too, Jacob. I get it. It creates more questions than it does, you know, allow you to relax. There's nothing worse than one of your friends pointing something out to you or bringing something up to your attention or whatever. It definitely is bothersome. You know, if you're sitting there and it's a night where you happen to not be out or you're feeling lonely or whatever it may be, and you're looking through and you see that, then it's upsetting. On the other hand, this whole notion of this is disrespecting me or not disrespecting me. I mean, again, I have to agree with Callie on that. Is if you have faith in each other, you're supposed to have faith.
That's what the audience has to say, because they just may agree with you, Jacob, that if you know that it bothers him, it's disrespectful. He can't hang out with you all the time. He misses you, I assume. So when you're posting anything on social media with you, it's other guys, it bothers him. And he also thinks like his bros are going to look at that and be like, hey, look what your girl's doing. And that makes him feel not so great either. But they may see your side too, Callie. You trust each other. I mean, 4 years, you should have some faith at this point. You're at separate colleges. Like, you've made it this far. Jacob, maybe you're overreacting.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, too, where it's like, okay, well, she can't post something like that. So now she's kind of hiding something, and you're asking her to do it. I don't know. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Long-distance relationships are really hard, but it's like when you go away to college and you decide you're going to stay with the person and you're going to work through it, right? That's a big commitment, because when you get to college, it's a whole different world.
Yeah, I mean, you change, right? And everything around you is wide open. The world seems so much larger. There's people from all over the place, all different walks of life. You're going to meet people.
Jacob and Callie have been dating for 4 years. They go to different colleges far from each other. Callie posted a picture, I guess posted a TikTok, actually, with her with two other guys. Now, she claims they're her friends' boyfriends. It's just a funny video. There's nothing, I don't know, romantic about it. But Jacob is really mad that she did that.
Yeah, he's jealous. He just says, listen, we talked about this. It's hurtful. It upsets me. It raises questions. I got friends asking me about it. But at the same time, like, if you're telling her not to post these things, it doesn't mean she's not at these places.
But if she knows that it bothers him, why would she do it? That's the thing that I don't understand. But whose side are you on? Should she be posting these TikToks with random guys in it, knowing that her boyfriend is upset about it? 1-800-330-9999. Josie.
I'm on her side. I think maybe he might be guilty of something if he's so concerned. Because you made a very valid point. They've made it this far at two different colleges. Yeah. Why all of a sudden now is it an issue?
I think that at times people are always going to be sensitive. If you're going to a different college than your partner and you guys are still holding it together, you better have a thick skin. It's just that time in life where you're out, you're doing things, and you got to have a thick skin.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of females have a lot of guy friends, and she even said those are her friend's boyfriends.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. It's a lot about trust. It's really what it comes down to. Jacob's upset that his girlfriend, Callie, they've been dating for 4 years. They go to separate colleges far away from each other. She posted a TikTok with her and two other guys. Nothing romantic about the TikTok. Just these two guys were in it with her doing something funny. She says he knows they're my friend's boyfriends. I don't know why he's making such a big deal about it.
Sometimes you're just going to be sensitive, right? Catch you at the wrong moment, the wrong time or whatever, and it's going to bother you and it's going to linger there in your head. Somebody shows it to you or whatever. All those things are unpleasant. On the other hand, it's like, I mean, you got to know that this is par for the course, right? I mean, you have a long distance thing going on. You're far away from each other. You're in college. It's not like your retirement age. I mean, you're out. You're doing stuff.
Was Callie wrong to post that, knowing that it was going to upset her boyfriend? 1-800-330-9999. Bill, whose side are you on?
Yeah, speaking of somebody who made the same mistakes this young man did, if he doesn't chill out, he's going to lose her.
Yeah, I mean, you either have to be cool with it and just take it in stride, or you just got to break up for the sake of both of you guys, right? I mean, the fact is, at some point in college, she's going to meet somebody, and so is he anyways. But if you're that important to each other, you just don't need to know.
Exactly.
Tito, what do you think? Whose side are you on?
Definitely on her side, although I understand he's still at the age where he cares what other people think, right, his friends and everything. But, you know, being that distance away, you gotta understand that people are going to have fun. And as long as you trust her, that's all that should matter. And he'll get there.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Callie, our audience agreed with you today. You got to trust her, Jacob. If you're going to make this long-distance thing work, then you got to trust her. It's not like she was doing something shady or disrespectful in those videos. So there's no reason for you to overreact this way.
Thank you. Jacob, you know those guys. You're friends with those guys. We hang out every time you come to visit me.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I just have some processing to do, you know?
I think, Jacob, if a camera was following you around 24/7, inevitably there would be a moment or two that if it was posted, Callie would turn around and say the same kind of thing to you, right? So you got to just, you got to try and breathe it out and be rational about it. And if you have trust, you got to stick with that.
Yeah.
All right. If you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,800 thanks to GoGo Squeeze. Every moment counts, so squeeze out the best with your kids. Squeeze out the best with GoGo Squeeze, made from 100% fruit and no sugar added. Squeeze out the best with GoGo Squeeze. Olivia and Nando, you guys ready to play today?
Yes, we are.
All right, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, you two.
Okay. So Raven's walking out. The door's going to close, and he's not going to be able to hear us because we're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Ready to play?
Yes.
Okay. Number one. People magazine recently released Freddie Mercury's notes, which shared that the iconic song Bohemian Rhapsody was first named Mongolian Rhapsody. How many original band members were in the band Queen? Guess, guys.
4.
Number two, Marvel said the 4th Captain America movie will be retitled Brave New World. What shape is at the center of Captain America's shield?
Circle.
Number 3, Tom Brady says that his kids may not be getting into sports, at least for now, because of the public's high expectations for them. How many Super Bowl championships does he have?
5.
Number 4, Tony Awards were last night. Sean Hayes won Best Leading Actor in a Play for Goodnight Oscar. Sean Hayes is also known as playing Jack McFarland on what former NBC sitcom?
Pass.
And number 5, Jennifer Lawrence said that she's open to playing Katniss Everdeen if there was a new Hunger Games movie. Who wrote Hunger Games, the books?
Susan Collins.
All right. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
I bet the ones that you got are like the ones Raven's not going to get. Let's see.
Let's see.
All right, 2 out of 5 for Olivia and Nando.
Oh, not great. No. Not great.
Number 1, People magazine recently released Freddie Mercury's notes, and it said that the iconic song Bohemian Rhapsody was first named Mongolian Rhapsody.
Okay.
How many original members are in the band Queen?
Wait a minute. So how many of the founding members are still in it now,
no,
or how many were there originally?
How many were there originally?
Wasn't there 5?
No, there were 4. Number 2. Marvel's, you should be embarrassed of yourself.
I should be
honestly
embarrassed about that.
You should be really embarrassed.
That's bad.
Uh-huh. Number 2, was in rock radio for how many years?
I'm upset with myself.
You should
be. Oh, man.
Number
2,
Marvel said that the 4th Captain America movie will be retitled Brave New World. What shape is at the center of Captain America's shield?
It's a star.
Yes. Number 3, Tom Brady says that his kids may not be getting into sports, at least for now, due to public's high expectations for them.
That makes sense.
It's got to be tough.
Oh, real
hard.
To
be Tom Brady's kid, like, you, and you're, like, not a great, like, athlete.
Even if you are, like,
right,
there are many great athletes.
How many Super Bowl championships does he have?
7.
He has 7, yes. You guys are tied at 2. Number 4, Tony Awards were last night. Sean Hayes won Best Leading Actor in a Play for Goodnight Oscar. Sean Hayes is also known as playing Jack McFarland on what former NBC sitcom?
Will and Grace?
Will and Grace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 5, Jennifer Lawrence. You're so nervous after losing, getting that first one.
I'm shook. I'm still upset with myself. I'm having an argument with myself right now in my head.
Number 5, Jennifer Lawrence said that she's open to playing Katniss Everdeen if there was ever a new Hunger Games movie. Mm-hmm. Who wrote Hunger Games?
It's one of 2 answers. It's either Stephen King or Collins. Suzanne Collins.
So what's your final answer?
Collins.
That's correct. Why would you guess Stephen King?
No, I was just...
You're just being funny?
It's always Stephen King. If it's a book, okay. Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry, guys. He beat you 4-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
It's Olivia and Nando and Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, y'all. $1,900 tomorrow.
He said 5 members in Queen.
It's disgusting.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.